Hey, welcome to another episode of Retirement Made Simple. I'm your host, Kevin Lum. I'm a certified financial planner based in Los Angeles. And this podcast is dedicated to helping a million people have the tools they need to retire without worry. I'm going to explain to you how you can take $1 million tax-free out during retirement. And it's not using a Roth IRA or some fancy insurance product. In fact, it's using an account that all of you have access to. So I'm going to explain the different types of retirement accounts, how they're related to your tax bracket, and then I'm going to also explain how this magical, mysterious account could potentially allow your heirs to receive millions of dollars tax-free. One quick thing I want to point out before we move on. Everything in this video is referring only to your federal income tax rate. I have another whole video talking about state tax, but this video is talking only about federal income taxes. What is this magical account that allows you to take $1 million in tax-free income out during retirement? It's actually an account that almost all of you have access to and probably already have opened. It's simply a taxable brokerage account. Here's what's amazing. A taxable brokerage account can be one of the most tax-efficient accounts you can use. There's no limits. You can invest as much money as you want. There's incredible tax advantages, and you can access the money anytime you want. You don't have to wait until you're 59 and a half. So I want to start by explaining how the various retirement accounts work, and then I'm going to explain to you the benefits of a taxable brokerage account and how you can pull such a massive amount of money out of this account completely tax-free. So most of you have access to a variety of different retirement accounts. The first is a traditional IRA. As you know, when you put money into it, as long as you earn under a certain threshold, you receive a tax deduction. So if you put $5,000 in, you're able to deduct $5,000 from your taxes, and you keep doing that year after year, and that money grows, let's say, to $100,000. And then someday when you pull that money out, you're going to pay tax on it in retirement. The second type of account that people often use is a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA has no tax deferment, so if you put $5,000 in the account, you don't receive any tax deduction. But as that money grows over the next 30 years, and you know that grows to $100,000, you're able to pull out all that money completely tax-free, which is why people love Roth IRAs, particularly as it looks like we may be facing higher taxes in the coming years. The other type of account that everyone has, or most people have access to, is an employee-sponsored account. Think 401k or 403b. Traditionally, these have functioned very similar to a traditional IRA. So that means a little bit gets deducted from your paycheck, you get a tax deduction. If your employer contributes, they get a tax deduction. And then someday in the future, this account grows to $500,000 or $1 million if you're really lucky. But when that money comes out, you have to pay tax when you withdraw it. But for many people, one of the best places to put your money is into a taxable brokerage account. Now, immediately you're saying all these other accounts have tax advantages of some sort, either a tax deferment or it comes out tax-free. How is an account that literally has taxable in its name, how is it the best and most tax-efficient account to put your money into? Here's why. There are basically two different tax structures. There's ordinary income, and depending on how much you earn, you'll be in a different tax bracket. So, you know, 22%, 24%, 32%, all the way up to 37%. And the things that are going to be taxed as ordinary income are going to be your W-2, the money you make from your job, distributions you take from your 401k, pension payments, all that money is going to be taxed as ordinary income. The more money you earn, the higher your marginal tax rate is, the higher amount you're going to pay on each additional dollar that you earn. The other structure is capital gains tax, and it's typically taxed at a much lower rate than your ordinary income. Now, if it's short-term capital gains, you're taxed at your ordinary tax rate. But on long-term capital gains, so assets that you've held for over a year, so this could be a whole variety of assets, but for most people in this situation, we're going to be talking about stocks. So if you've held it for over a year, you now qualify for long-term capital gains, and there's a whole different tax bracket for long-term capital gains. But here's what most people don't know. You can take out over $100,000 in long-term capital gains income completely tax-free, and if you're a single filer, you can take out a little over $50,000 completely tax-free. So that means, let's say you have an account where you have $1 million in profit. I don't know how you acquired that, but let's say you invested really well and you have $1 million in profit and you want to retire early and you have no other income coming in. So you don't have your, you haven't started your Social Security yet, your pension payment's not coming in, you stopped your job. So you have no income coming in and you retire at age 60. over the next 10 years, you could sell $100,000 in profit, not just in stock, but in profit. You could take $100,000 in profit over the next 10 years and pull $1 million out of your taxable account completely tax-free. Let's look at these long-term capital gains tax brackets. If you are a single person and you earn up to $44,000 a year, everything you take out in long-term capital gains is completely tax-free. Now, it's important to know that whatever you take out long-term capital gains gets added to any other income. So you can't earn $44,000 a year and take $44,000 a year in long-term capital gains. It gets added together. But if you earn $25,000, you could essentially pull out another $20,000 in long-term capital gains and pay no tax on it. And this isn't just related to retirement. Just retirement is the best time to pull this money out because often it's a period in your life where you're earning the least amount of money. So as a single filer, you can earn up to $44,250. But here's what's key to remember. You also get a standard deduction as a single filer of over $13,000 a year. So you take the $44,000, I'm going to do easy numbers here. You take the $44,000, you add the $13,000 standard deduction. As a single filer, you can take $57,000 out. As a married filing jointly couple, you get $89,250, plus you get a $27,000 standard deduction. If you put those two numbers together, and I'm not going to do the math here really quickly, but it's almost $120,000 a year in long-term capital gains that you can pull out completely tax-free. Here's where it gets really interesting, and I need you to stick with me because what I'm going to talk about in just a minute is going to blow your mind. But you also have dividend income. So dividend income gets taxed in two separate ways. Some dividends are taxed at ordinary income tax rate. They're called ordinary dividends. Real estate investment trust, there's a variety of different types of investments that when they pay out a dividend, it's taxed at ordinary income. So whatever your ordinary income tax rate is, that's how you'd be taxed. But there's another type of dividend, which is a qualified dividend. For example, if you were invested in AT&T and you're receiving a dividend payment, and let's say you invested heavy in AT&T, which probably was a bad idea, but you've invested heavy in AT&T, you have all this dividend income coming in, those qualified dividends are taxed at your long-term capital gains rate. And so you, if you have no other income coming in, you could earn up to almost $120,000 a year without paying any tax on those dividends. Does that make sense? Hopefully you're beginning to understand the power of using the tax brackets to your advantage. So here's where it gets really amazing though. When you pass someday, if you have money in your traditional IRA or your 401k, and that money goes to your heirs, they're going to have to pay tax on it, and they're going to have to deal with RMDs, and the rules just changed on it. It's an ordeal. But money that's inside your taxable brokerage account, when it passes to your heirs, passes to them completely tax-free. So let's say you have $5 million in profit in your brokerage account. You bought Apple stock years ago. You bought it for pennies on the dollar of what it's worth today. And you paid, let's say your cost basis is $1 million, and today the value of your portfolio is $6 million. So there is a $5 million profit in that account. When your heirs receive that stock, they get what's called a stepped-up basis. The same thing applies to your house. They get a stepped-up basis. So now their cost basis, the amount that they're going to have to pay tax on, starts at $6 million. So if it goes from $6 to $7 million, they'll have to pay tax. But if they sell it immediately at the $6 million mark, no tax will be paid by you and no tax will be paid by them. Now, here's where we move into the estate tax arena. You are only allowed to have an estate of $12.9 million or thereabouts before an estate tax kicks in. If you have a ton of money, this is going to be an issue for you, and you're going to want to make sure that you have someone help you strategize of how you can reduce that. But for most people, you can pass millions of dollars using a taxable brokerage account to your heirs, and they will pay absolutely no tax. As you can see, it's an incredibly tax-efficient account to help you pay less in taxes, but also to help your heirs pay less in taxes as well. Now, one thing you want to note is depending on your state may have a much lower threshold for an estate tax. If you live in one of those states, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to navigate around the estate tax. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, if you'd do me a favor and just leave a review on whatever podcast app you're using, Apple or Google or Spotify. And also you can find us on YouTube. Just search Foundry Financial or Retirement Made Simple. You should be able to find us by searching both. And then you can find our website at foundryfinancial.org. Thanks for listening.